Yeah, but I don't know. I don't see any cons this year for me.
Right.
You know, there's always the pipe dream of Chicago, C2E2. There's always the pipe dream of Baltimore, but
Chicago's like in a couple weeks.
next month.
Wait, that's a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Like
I thought I would
five.
be making it to Chicago this year, but things fought against me, so maybe next year. But most likely, I'll be going to Casino and New York as of me talking to the definitive KFC artist the other day.
Casino is
Terrific con in Connecticut.
Terrific on Foxborough.
Not Foxborough. I don't know what it is. Is it in Foxborough?
I think it's Foxborough, Connecticut, maybe.
No, wherever the Mohegan Sun is, Connecticut.
Says Connecticut. It says it's August.
Gonna see. Uncastleville, Connecticut, whatever
Oh
that
yeah,
is.
okay, yeah. There's yes. Did you is it too early to put in the media thing?
For terrific? No. I don't think
Oh
so.
my
I'd
God.
have to look because they definitely have a press page. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at it here. It's, you know, we're still it's the middle of August, right?
Right.
The Clerks reunion's gonna be there.
Your boy Starks is going to be there.
A Daredevil celebration.
Yep. There's a couple of people that I wanted to meet. Star-wise, and then obviously always creators, you know what I mean?
Jason Aaron's gonna be there. Like I said,
Yep.
Mark Wade. These are good people. Brian Azzarello. All right. Samoan Joe. Sylvester McCoy. That's who you're going there to
Yep,
meet.
he's the one of the few classic doctors that I never met.
Yeah.
So, as long as, like I said, Tom, you know, he's looking into it. They asked, they said at New York when he was there, because that was after. They said, "Oh, if you're still interested, go." And he's like, "Yeah, contact me." But I mean, obviously, it's March as we record this, and they're giving out like all the Star Trek artists and Jason Aaron and Mark Waid. They're rolling out the big guns to get the early tickets sold, you know, get those VIP passes. But I know we've scored. I scored a ticket for free for the press pass before
Yeah.
from them. It's not a problem, you know what I mean?
Right,
But I
right.
know I won't need one. 'Cause I'll have the floor pass with Tom.
I'm just looking to see what the photo ops and the signing things and everything else there for Sylvester McCoy is.
Right. I don't know if they have those all up yet,
They
but
do.
oh, they do?
Yeah.
I'm interested in what his price is, so.
I'm gonna say all things considered, and obviously this is not the rule, but it looks as though a majority of the folks, like I'm gonna say 80% of the folks, are all charging the same thing, $75.
Right.
Yeah.
With a few lowers here or there, but a DJ's boy, Eduardo Franco, is going to be there from Stranger Things. I'm trying to look. Eric Estrada's 65. He knows his place.
Well, okay, so he's 65 because they have the him and Larry Wilcox double shot.
Right. On the motorcycles, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
Matt Ryan's going to be there, who played John Constantine,
Yeah.
not the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's see, now I haven't got to Sylvester McCoy yet, so I'm like scrolling and scrolling. Ah, 70, you know what? As soon as I find out that we're definitely going, me and Tom, I'm grabbing me a 75er and getting a picture with him.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Like the only one that I could see, I will never get a picture with Tom Baker. He's 90 years old. Yeah, I don't think he comes out and like even leaves the house anymore. So that's my greatest regret. But get one with Sylvester, and I have most of the classic doctors. So.
Have to leave August open. Because they're this weekend, as we record, they're going to be announcing the official dates for DabbleCon.
Oh, can't miss that.
I can't.
Oh no, Joe. I'm upset now. What if Terrificon runs opposed to DabbleCon?
Yeah.
Then I won't be able to go with you.
That's right.
Daggers. Daggers, Joe. I think I'll be okay.
Because they said it's going to be a weekend in August.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and get in touch with Mr. Dabble and see if we can move it. So,
well, it's going to be, if I'm looking at the calendar, what did we say Terrificon was?
The 17th-ish?
Right. So the only thing that's already taken up at the comedy club is the first two weekends, the 3rd and the 10th, are taken up. And then the 24th is taken up. So it's either going to be the weekend of the 16th, 17th, 18th, or 30th, 31st into September 1st.
I hope it's the September 1st one.
I don't know. We'll see.
That way I could be your co-pilot and go to Dabbleverse Con extravaganza.
Oh, my goodness. But they have a big live show in Largo, Florida this weekend.
Going to that one?
Want to start. What was that?
Going to that one?
No, no. Oh. And they have Hackamania in Vegas, Memorial Day weekend.
You're going to that one?
No, I'm not going to that one.
That one's properly named, man.
Yeah. Hackamania, brother.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing I could see. Like, I'm not even going to one of the first LVAC show of the year. I'm probably not going to.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sadly, I believe, you know, I know all the dates there. I've seen them pop up in the Discord, I think.
Yeah, they're, it's the weekend of, like, it's the same weekend as Mother's Day, my wife's birthday.
Right.
And she might be going to Wildwood one of those days, like the Friday, the Saturday, or the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's the Saturday, which is the same day as the LVAC show, I gotta stay home and take my kid, because I'm not gonna deal with taking him to a wrestling show and having to put up with him. When he was like little, no problem. Mm-hmm. But the age that he's at now, I'll never get the end of it.
That's fantastic. I love the fact that he don't want none of that in his life. I love it.
Well, the thing is, so not only does he not want any of that in his life, I'm not forcing him to do shit he doesn't want to do.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? Forcing him to do something he don't want to do, it puts as just much grief on me as it does on him.
Oh, sounds like the podcasts on the network sometimes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Oh, so unless you had anything else, I have follow-ups from last week.
I don't have anything. I did nothing but, as we were talking comics, just organize my giant chunks of my collection from the past couple months. That's it.
Can I ask you before we get into that, how much money you paid Brett to say positive things about you in the Discord?
Zero, but there was a bribe, and maybe it'll come up in the Long Box Heroes. Not a bribe so much as a loan of something. So
gotcha.
Oh, I'm a mensch, as the kids say.
So I mentioned it last week. We didn't get a chance to talk about it because we were talking about so much other stuff. How were the Wimpies? Where do you even get Wimpies in 2024? Not at a school cafeteria?
At Schiff's, of all places, Joe.
Okay.
You know Schiff's, obviously. It's mostly
Schiff's is like a kind of grocery store, but mostly like a meat market, if you will.
Right, and mostly like bigger stuff for, like, they supply meat and other products to restaurants. So, yeah. Like, you can go buy, like, a 5 or 10 pound bag of like chicken nuggets or mozzarella sticks or whatever. Like, that's what you would get for the restaurant. And they have smaller versions too, but they have prepared food at the deli, like where you can get your lunch meat. So when you go up there, like, they always have fried chicken. They always have chicken tenders. They always have like 3 or 4 things. And then each day they change. And in the cold deli, they always have Wimpies or Sloppy Joes or whatever you call them. You know what I mean? Because my family, we always called them both. So somebody who works next to me at the Cinnabon gets them for lunch. Like, he'll just buy they come in the containers that you get anything out of the deli. It's like there's the pound, the half pound and then the 2 pound.
Like the quart, the lid container thing?
Yes, like soup containers, whatever.
Yeah,
like that kind of a thing. So that you can buy them like that. And he always gets the 2 pound for work and then he puts it in the refrigerator. And I was like, I don't know what it was. We were just talking about it. And then I ended up talking about Sloppy Joes and Wimpy's with somebody else. And I was like, I really want them, and I know he gets them from Shift. So I drove down. It's like, 10 blocks from me or whatever. And I went in. I was like, give me like the pound. And they had hard rolls there, so I bought 3 hard rolls. And I brought them home, and I just devoured that pound. And it was so good. And then, because that was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then, this week, I went and I just bought 2 pounds of it, and it's in the refrigerator. I've already creamed half of it. And this week, I'll get rolls again and finish the other half. So good. The only thing is they don't come hot. You just, you have to microwave them, so.
Now, a couple questions about this. Obviously, you have, whatever the Wimpy sauce is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And meat. Is there anything else mixed in with the meat?
I think there's peppers.
Mm.
But it's not spicy. It's more, I think they're more of a sweet pepper. And I'll say this, I dislike peppers mostly.
Yes.
But this was really good. This was I don't notice if that makes any sense.
I will say the times, it's been a long time since I've had a Wimpy myself, but there have been times where I have had them and they do have the little peppers in them.
Right.
But the Wimpy sauce is so overpowering that you barely taste it.
Yeah, this is what it is. I think there's a hint of pepper. And like I said, I dislike green peppers, stuffed peppers, any kind of peppers.
Yep.
It don't bother me. So
now the other thing, of course, is I've gotten it before and requested it before with onions in it.
They just make it and it's in a big pan.
Yeah. Right. No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is you want to give yourself a little tasty treat, a little extra, might be a little extra work. You want to fry that, you want to fry that onion up, or even if you just want to put it in there and have it raw onions in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little extra tasty treat on top of your Wimpy.
I might do that. I might go grab I'm a man who pays the upcharge and gets my onions sliced and diced and stuff like that. I'm like, they're like, you save so much money. I'm like, nope. When I buy celery or onions, pre-done. I could cut celery, but that's a poor man's fate right there. I just buy the pre-chopped celery, dip it in the blue cheese, and I'm good to go.
Now, the other thing that you bring up is a big key thing with all this is the right kind of bread for a Wimpy.
Yep.
The reason that Wimpy's get a bad reputation is that most people put them on just a regular plain old hamburger bun. That ain't gonna cut it. It's that gotta be a hard roll.
Too soggy, too quick.
Yeah, it's gotta be a hard roll. It's gotta be something with some heft. It's gotta be something with some girth to it, if you will.
Yep. I used not the National Bakery hard rolls.
Yeah.
But they do a soft roll too.
Yes.
That is way denser than a hamburger bun, but not as doesn't fall apart as easy as the hard roll, because that has when you crunch it, it kind of breaks up a little bit. And the soft, I'll say this, the soft roll, I put in my toaster oven, put it on broil, which means, so I put the cut ends down, which means it broils the top part. So that gets warm and crispy, but the cut sides stay soft. And then sometimes even I'll just pull a hint, hollow it out just a little bit. So you have a pocket and that holds the Wimpy sauce. So good.
I like that. See, this is good information.
Right. Because if you leave it flat, because I have a knife sharpener, I have a really sharp knife. So when I cut the bun, it's completely smooth. So as you're biting it, it squishes down two flat pieces together. And it pushes, especially when it's hot. When it's hot, it's liquidy and it just shoots out the sides. So I take a little bit out and you don't hollow it out. You know what I mean? You just take a little bit. And then if you want to firm it up, you toast that side a little bit and it'll keep it, it'll keep it all. Keep all the innards in, Joe.
Yeah. You don't go deep into it. Like you would do maybe the thickness of what a spoon would be out of it. Not even.
Right. You're not doing a bread bowl. You know what I mean? So, but that helps a lot.
Now that being said, a Wimpy in a bread bowl, let's talk.
And if you could put the top back on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a sandwich.
I love a good bread bowl when it's just you know what? I think I'm doing that this time.
All right.
I'm going to hollow it out just like, it's going to be so good.
And I have to ask, how were your peanut sticks?
They were so good. Were they extra fresh when you brought them? Did you ask?
No, I just got whatever, right?
They were so good. Now, I know you said you got a donut, and I know it wasn't probably as life-changing as the peanut sticks were for me, but I ended up getting, I think you got me three. You got me three.
I did.
So I ate one at the comic shop, slyly. I don't think anybody noticed. We were talking about a very famous comic creator.
Oh, boy.
And I would reach in the bag and crack off a piece, and then I would, eat it. And then while I was talking to you, I ate one. And then the KFC artist, the Definitive Colonel Sanders artist, was in, and I was talking to him. So I finished that up after you left the second one. And then I went for dinner after the comic shop, and I got the stromboli that was in the Discord. I ate that, and then I ate the third one on the way. So it was a full-on peanut stick night. I was shaken by the time I got home, Joe. I was like, I didn't even want to test my sugar that night.
So it wasn't as life-changing of an experience as the donut that I got. But the entire experience.
Right.
Now, I will say this. I won't be stopping in at Donut Connection, a little out of the way.
No, I get you.
But probably when I go pick up my comics tomorrow, we have, the curry donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a couple years, I would probably say, since Asa was in kindergarten.
Right.
So that's got to be at least 7 or 8 years ago that I've been inside of a non-Dunkin' Donuts non-chain donut shop. We got a couple popped up in the area, like that duck donut thing, whatever.
Right, Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme, whatever. But you're going to Krispy Kreme, the other donuts don't matter. The red the hot donuts now sign is on, you're going in, right?
Right, yep.
Okay. So I go into Donut Connection, and I was taken aback by the plentiful selection that they had there.
I wasn't kidding, Joe.
And, and the lady was very helpful because, I want two, but not three. But if you get me four, I guess I'll go for, all right, whatever. I'll get you however many I can get you. Right. And then my wife is like, well, I want one too. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll get one for myself. And she goes, why don't you just get a half a dozen? I go, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking this is going to be an upcharge because, the peanut sticks are bigger. It's no, everything's the same price. Every donut's the same price.
There are some, the French donut is more expensive. There's, right. A few off on the right that you probably didn't get.
Right.
Those, there's, six donuts that are, and when I say more expensive, 20 cents, it's not it's one's $1.50 and one's $4. You know what I mean?
And I got my usual chocolate glaze, chocolate frosted, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hefty donut.
Yeah, yes, they are.
It had weight to it. I felt full after eating the donut, right?
Was it, moist and not, already dry, at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
So doesn't it seem like they're like the what was the McDonald's in Coming to America?
McDowell's.
I feel like Donut Connections is like what McDowell's would have been in the old days for Dunkin' Donuts. Do you know what I mean? They just do everything the way they used to, and that's why it's so good.
So I decided to get myself an iced coffee as well. And I'm like, can I get a large iced coffee? And she points up at the little thing that they have hanging up there. She goes, this is large. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, okay. Because their sizes that they have are medium, which is a typical small that you would get another place.
Right.
A large, which is what I requested, which is a typical medium that you would get at a regular place. An extra large. And then, the extra large that you would get somewhere else was their jumbo.
Right.
And I haven't been to some place where you get something that's called a jumbo in forever.
Right.
So I said, I'm getting the jumbo, right?
Mm-hmm.
In, out, no problem. Everything went well, and it was a pleasant experience, and it's going to make me stop at the Curry Donut just so I can get that, like, down-home, you know, old-fashioned-y donut experience.
Now, I mean, I'm not going to make it. Like, now I have to figure out where the donut, the Curry Donut is. Mm-hmm. Not that it's going to be that hard, but I have to try their peanut sticks, you know what I mean? Because now I'm the peanut stick aficionado, and see how they are compared, you know what I mean?
Well, like I said, there's a Curry Donut on my way, not very far out of the way, like the other place, but very much on the way.
Right.
To come up. And I don't know, if you're at the shop tomorrow, I can bring your peanut stick.
We'll have to discuss. Right. But yeah, because I'm on this, like, let me just say, I don't know if it's going to be better than the one at Donut Connection, but that's my favorite. And now when your wife asked for, did she want a peanut stick too, or did she want different donuts?
No, she what? When I said I was stopping to get you the peanut stick,
right?
She's like, "Oh, I haven't thought about that in forever. Get me one."
How did she like it?
She loved it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. But you ended up getting a half a dozen for yourself too.
Well, again, I got the three for you.
Oh, okay. You didn't get a half a dozen for yourself and three for me.
No,
okay.
No.
Gotcha. Because there, I think with the half dozen, like if you get four or five or whatever, it's not that much difference. But at the half dozen and the dozen, you save some change, not a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not getting six donuts, because you know what'll happen if I get six donuts, Joe?
Gonna eat six donuts.
That's right. And I'm not doing that. So I'm surprised you didn't go give me six altogether.
No, they had a sign up that said no altogether.
That's right. And a picture of me, you know, because of this guy.
It wasn't a picture, it was a crude drawing.
Oh my, no, any drawing of me is crude, Joe. Anything with me is crude.
Exactly. All right, so I'm stopping to get myself a donut and a coffee when I go to get my comics tomorrow, whether I'm getting you a peanut stick or not, you know?
Right, I don't want to give out my game here on the show, but we'll discuss, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that you said, like, two. I'm like, two or three. I know what I said. I know what I said. So, but you got me three and I ate them.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got Patreon recording this weekend. Got to watch Nightman. I'm excited for that.
Not the It's Always Sunny Nightman. A different one.
I'm surprised, like, nobody at Marvel, Malibu, whoever owns those characters, didn't like decide, like, oh, well, that's close enough. It's a, you know, superhero character, and the name is the same. And trying to get the Always Sunny boys to, like, cease and desist or something.
Wait a minute. A comic lawsuit? That would have been the first one, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. Whatever happened to all those Malibu characters? They're just dead and never coming back, right? Remember they teased Rune in, like, a digital comic or something? Like,
yeah, What was the Shazam one?
Like Prime.
Prime. That's the one that needs to come back. I'm going to say a lot of them, like, I don't think we'll ever see Prime come back because of who was writing them.
Right.
But I don't know. You might see, like, when the copyrights are due, you might see them pop up. You know what I mean? Like in a Malibu anniversary special or something. Just to keep those trademarks, you know?
Yeah. Gotta wonder when those trademarks are up, though, you know?
Yeah. Do you remember when the Infinity gems went over to Malibu?
Right.
Oh, they were still gems back then, but
that was when there was nothing doing it with the cosmic side of Marvel.
Yep, because the editors hated the cosmic stuff by that point.
Yeah.
That was like a full-on fact. They were like, cosmic stuff doesn't sell. See Guardians of the Galaxy 1, 2, and 3. But
well, cosmic stuff may not sell, but how about good stuff sells?
That's what I say. I always like to buy the good stuff, Joe.
Yep. All right. So sign up for our Patreon. That's the good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen to Nightman. Madam Web's already on streaming, so you could watch that and listen to our episode talking about that.
I hear it's coming out on cardboard book soon. Oh, no, wait. It's kind of like Steelbook, but sucks.
Oh, my God. You tried.
Yeah, I nailed it.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. This was After Dark something.
Some numbers that'll
After
be in
Dark
the post.
After Dark 487, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Hey, see y'all next week. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.